السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, beloved brothers, we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. And we ask Almighty Azza wa Jal to send His special mercies, blessings, salutations upon the noblest and choicest of all creation, our beloved master and leader, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with his family members, with his companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, and all those who follow in their footsteps till the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us a messenger whose praise is embodied in his name, Muhammad, the one that is most praised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him to deliver his final message. A prophet for each and every nation, and he performed his task with sincerity, seeking no money, no power, no fame. He was known as As-Sadiq, he was known as Al-Amin. His manners, his akhlaq, his character won him universal admiration. Through his efforts and through his sacrifice, the victory of Islam was proclaimed. By following his teachings, we achieve universal salvation. And it is for his intercession which we aim. His persona was more beautiful than the full moon. He was the embodiment of perfection. Honor belongs to those who follow him, and to his detractors is nothing but shame. Respected brothers, we are painfully aware of the current situation and what is happening in the land of France, the land that claimed to champion universal rights, the land that claimed to champion liberal values of freedom, of equality and universal rights. We are seeing this campaign, this xenophobic, Islamophobic, call it whatever you want, but a campaign against our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of this is under the guise of freedom of speech. When we carefully study the situation, all as a result of one unfortunate incident, this is the reaction of one unfortunate incident. They are using this incident, the beheading of one teacher, to an incident for this entire campaign against our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, a beautiful incident during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam illustrates to us a similar incident had taken place in his time. And when we analyze this, it is a verse of Surah Al-Baqarah. Before reading the verse, let us understand the incident behind it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sent some Sahaba on a campaign, on an expedition. The purpose and the objective of this was to gain some information. So it was for spying and not for any physical interaction. But nevertheless, whatever had happened, some incidents had taken place, and one or two Qurayshi people were killed. So this was unfortunate. This had happened. It was not something that was planned. And the Sahaba returned. But the Quraysh had made a huge incident of this. And they had started a massive campaign against the Muslims and against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to say that look at you, that these Qurayshi members were killed, and they were killed in the haram, in the sacred lands. You do not have any regard for your sanctified lands.
So this was a campaign that was directed against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims. Now look at the justice system of Allah. The justice system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala addressed this in the Quran. In Surah Baqarah. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهَرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ. Allah says, they ask you about killing in the sacred lands, in the sacred month. قُلْ قِتَالٌ فِيهِ كَبِيرٌ. Allah says, tell them that killing that had taken place, that was major. It was serious. It was something that was great. قُلْ قِتَالٌ فِيهِ كَبِيرٌ. That's on the one side. So currently, what we say, the incident that had taken place, that is there, we say it was an unfortunate incident that had taken place. We do not condone it in any way. What had happened was wrong. But after that, look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah ta'ala says, وَصَدٌّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَكُفْرٌ بِهِ وَالْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَإِخْرَاجُ أَهْلِهِ مِنْهُ أَكْبَرُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. You're preventing people from entering Masjidul Haram. You preventing people from the way of Allah. This is a more serious crime than that. وَإِخْرَاجُ أَهْلِهِ. Removing people, expelling them from the sacred lands. This is a even more serious crime. وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. The fitna, the chaos, the anarchy that you are creating and you are causing, this is even worse than the crime of that, the one killing or the few killings that had taken place. So brothers, this incident, put it into today's time, in the incident that has taken place, we do not condone what has happened. No one can go and kill a person in the land that we are living in. So this we say it loudly and clearly. However, at the same time, France, that is claiming freedom of speech, they are using this incident against the Muslims. And this is something that is completely incorrect. France, that is regarded as a superpower, as a nation, the president, he himself is, you know, instead of, this is not the traits of a wise leader, to incite his own people against the minority of the country, to teach the people to treat them like thugs. Over 70 masajid were closed. Over 70 masajid were closed. Charities were blocked because they were not towing their line. It was a criminal offense. It is a criminal offense to speak out and to criticize their policies. Now how can this be freedom of speech? Freedom of speech is what? Freedom of speech is when the minority can speak to the majority. Freedom of speech is that when you are bullied, you can speak to those who are bullied. Look at the situation. But we as Muslims, how do we react to this? We tell the Muslims of France and the Muslims throughout the globe that this is a perfect opportunity. In fact, they are waiting for us to stoop to their level and for more incidents the like of this to take place. But we should show them we are one better than that. How did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam react? His reaction was not in kind, but he reacted even better. He showed them akhlaq and character. He was an embodiment, a perfection, a role model for us of akhlaq to the highest level. So this is what we should be doing. We should show the world the beauty of Islam. You and I, it is the month of Rabiul Awwal. Let us uphold the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only in their way is salvation. In this way is salvation and success, and in no other way. It is a perfect opportunity for us to uphold the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Implement his teachings in our lives. Simple sunnahs, brothers, we don't realize the effect that it has. The effect that it has. A child was sitting and drinking water. This was something that we take for granted. But when an outsider saw this, it had such an impact. It led to an opportunity of da'wah. They wanted to know, why is this child sitting and drinking water? So this is, one sunnah has great value, great love, great barakah, great nur in it. Brothers, our time is running out. I leave you with this message. Let us go back. And I ask you to study, start the study of a surah. A surah, Suratul Kawthar. In Juz Amma. A surah that all of us know it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is praising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is honoring the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever they say, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored his Prophet, who cares what they say? When the Lord of the worlds has honored Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has bestowed him with the fountains of paradise, with the fountains of Jannah, if the entire mankind, the whole of mankind, has to forsake him, then what is it when the Lord of the worlds has honored him? Inna a'tayna kal kawthar. Allah says, indeed we blessed you and we bestowed you with kawthar, with fountains. Fountains, what is your job? Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. You worship your Rabb, you sacrifice, you fulfill his commands, you do what he has instructed you to do. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. We will see to them. We will see to your enemies. We will take care of them. We will take care of the one who opposes you. Your legacy will remain. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. And they will be cut off. They will be cut off from every khair, from every good, from every barakah. This is a promise of Quran. So brothers, in conclusion, we console ourselves with the surah and we realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of his enemies. Our job is to follow and to embody the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us capable of following him and of fulfilling his commands and upholding his sunnah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.